Today's daf is daf kuf tezvav. So let's take the last two lines of kuf yudal amabez. The Gemara quotes a mnemonic simin Shabbos charesh kalei zarim zarim osas beno bishlach hakan shluch hakein. So the Gemara had been discussing yesterday that one of the sources that bas b'chalav is aser b'achila. It quoted a pasuk which says lo sochel kol toeva. Don't eat anything that's a toeva. Toeva is a word that means anytime you violate an issa, that's a toeva. That goes against the Torah. That's the more on the morale and ethics of the Torah's definitions. A toeva is a usur. You can't eat it. So Gemara is now going to deal with a number of different areas where there's an issa to do something. It's a toeva, yet we don't see that there's an issa achila. So the Gemara asks the first question is elamiata, going on to the top of kuf tes vav amun aleph. Elamiata, ma'isa shabbos l'tasrit dehati abdulacha. Ma'isa Shabbos, which means if a person violated a Shabbos, the example Rashi gives is if one's mevashel on Shabbos, but shuv any other is, if a person is violating Zareya or Choresh or Tochen, Borer, that's called Ma'isa Shabbos. And there's a big three-way machlokas tonight on what the result is of a Ma'isa Shabbos. Firstly, there's machlokas whether it's their Isa Derabban. Number two is what's usher, and at the end of the day, who can't eat it? Is I, if I did the isra, I can't eat it, but someone else can eat it. Do you have to wait until after Shabbos to get hana? So there's a big complicated machlokas, der Isa Derabban, shogeg mezid. But the Ma'aseh Shabbos overall, it's not usher to eat. Look at Rashi. What Rashi writes here, L'tasrei b'achila. It should be usher to be eaten, l'chol Yisrael, to anyone, not only to the one who violated the isra, but to anyone, d'ha hizharticha l'ta'ava l'hushrachik mimenu. We are warned to distance ourselves from any isra Shabbos. V'anantanam, we learn in the Mishnah, b'meizir lo yochel. Who? Mishum kanas. So the one who violated the isra b'meizir can't eat it because it's a kanas, it's a penalty. Rashi thinks Ma'isa Shabbos is only an Isser Midirbanim. But it's only Midirbanim, but Midiraisi is allowed to eat it. And Acherim are allowed to, Ochlin are allowed to eat it Lichatchila. So why don't we say it's Losochel Kol Toeva, this is a Toeva and one shouldn't eat it. So the Gemara answers, you're right. In general we would say that, but there's a special Gzeres HaKasuf. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Ki Kodesh Hilachem, and this is referring to Shabbos. Shabbos is Kodesh Hilachem. He Kodesh, Shabbos is Kodesh, Vein Maaseh Kodesh. But the actions of Shabbos, the violations of Shabbos, cannot create an Isser Hekdesh, and therefore it's Mutter. But this is a special exception because we have a Gzeres HaKasuf by Shabbos. Gemara says, Choresh Bishor B'chamor. Let's say a person is plowing the field using two different animals. That's an Isser of Kalayim. There are a few different types of Isser Kalayim. You can't crossbreed animals, you can't crossbreed fruit, you can't plant them together, and you can't plow animals together. So you're violating Choresh Bishor B'chamor. Or, the Chosem Pi Parva Dashba. There's an Isser D'raisa that you can't muzzle an animal as it's plowing the field. It's Pashup Shad Tzar Bal Chaim. That you're giving it pain, it's plowing all the, I don't know, carrots, whatever it's plowing, and it sees the fruit, but you muzzle its mouth, it can't eat it. That's an Issa Deraisa. So ask Gemara, these two Isurim should be Latasra, should be us as well, because you violated the Isur of muzzling the animal. You violated the Isur of muzzling two, of plowing with two animals. Since those are Isurim, all the results, all the produce from these actions should be us as well. And Gemara says, Hashta, Ma Shabbos dechamira maase mutarim hani lo kol shekain. No, not a problem. Shabbos is a more severe iser. It's an iser skila, and yet the ma'isa Shabbos is not aser. So certainly the lav of ashur bechamor and the lav of chosim pipara, these are only lavim. They're just malchos. Certainly these should not result in any iser in the actions. Gemara says, okay, kilei ziraim letasrei. So we should say that kilei zeraim, if a person were to mix together different types of fruits, or vegetables, not fruits, different grains, different seeds, and you plant it together, that's crossbreeding plants. Litasri, that should be usher as well. Deha tiafti lechahu. So because that's also a violation of an isser. And so the Gemara says, midigali rachman agavi kilei kerem pen tiktash, which means pen tukaresh, michlal de kilei zeraim sharu. There's a special pasuk. There's two types of kilayim when it comes to growing things. There's kilei kerem, which is mixing grapes and wheat. That's a more severe iser. And there's kilei zeraim, is mixing any other types of seeds together. So there's a special gzeres caused by kilei kerem, by crossbreeding with grapes. The pasuk says what's the pasuk again? Pen tikdash, which means pen tukadesh. We make gzeres caused. We make a drasha. You have to burn all the kilei kerem. That's aser to eat. but implying that when it comes to Kilei Zeraim, although one can plant them, the results, the produce of Kilei Zeraim, are permitted to be eaten. We're allowed to eat things that are crossbred. For example, grapefruits. Grapefruits is a crossbred. Grapefruits are a combination of a pomelo and an orange. We're allowed to eat them. That's fine. So it's permitted. So the Gemara then says, Ve'ema, so we should say, Kilei Kerem Asurim Bein Be'achila Bein Be'ana. So then, Kilei Zeraim Be'achila Asiri Be'ana. Be'achila Asiri Be'ana Ashar. So the Gemara says, so what's the question now? So after establishing that you're allowed to have Kilei Zeraim, it's permitted, so we should now Kilei Kerem, which it's Asur to eat, and you also can't get Hana, because his pen, Tikdash Apostle says, Kilei Zeraim, we should say, maybe it's also to eat, but maybe you can't get, maybe you could get Hana. I mean, the drasha should be, maybe it should be different from Kilei Kerem, that Kilei Kerem is Asur also Be'Hana, but maybe Kilei Zeraim is Motir Be'Hana, but it should still be Asur Be'Achila. How is it clear from Kilei Kerem that Kilei Zeraim is still Motir Be'Achila? Maybe it should really be Asur Be'Achila. And the Gemara says, because it's Kush Kilei Behema, because Kilei Zeraim is connected to Kilei Behema. The Chassid it says by Kilei Behema, Behem Dechalos Arbia, Kalaim Sad Dechalos Sizra, and we have Lo Sizra Kalaim, Ma Behem Dechal Hayotim Imanu Mutares. If a person crossbreeds different animals, I don't know, a goat and a sheep, whatever the different things are, you're allowed to eat the animal. Horse. What? No, you can't eat an animal. You can't eat a horse, though. So it has to be something you can eat. So two kosher animals are crossbred. You could eat the product of that. That's mutter. So to that which results from crossbreeding plants, you're allowed to eat the result as well, the produce as well. So Gemara says, Kile behema gufeu minalan. How do you know that animals, that crossbred animals, that are kosher animals, are permitted to be eaten? So Gemara says, Mida asir achmana kilayim legavoa. A crossbred animal is not permitted on the mizbeach legavoa asir. That implies michlau de lehedyot chari. But for a regular person, you're allowed to eat crossbred animals. And again, once you've established crossbred animals are permitted for us, so then through the hekesh, you're allowed to eat crossbred produce. Kilei Zeraim is permitted. Bein b'achila, bein b'hana. It's only Kilei Kerem, which as the exception is a special cause of a pasuk pen tikdash that you have to burn Kilei Kerem. Fine. So the Gemara now says, what about osu esbeno litaser midas rachmav? So why don't we say it's aser? Person shechs a mother and a child in the same day. Issa deraisa, you can't do that osu esbeno. But if one were to do this, you're actually allowed to eat the animal. It's permitted to eat the animal. So why don't we say, tiavti l'chalosach el kol to'eva, don't eat any to'eva. Anytime an isser is violated, you shouldn't be able to eat from it. And the Gemara says, midas rachmanam mechusers man legavoa mechal de lehed yot shari. From the fact that there's a pasuk, the osu esbeno, the two types of osu esbeno. There's two types of mechusers man. Mechusers man in the base of Migdash is if an animal is not 8 days old, you can't bring it as a carbon. That's a mechusers man. Oses Beno is also Mechusas Man. I can't shech the calf until 24 hours has passed since I shechted the mother. So these are comparable Mechusas Mans. So Gemara says, just like it says in Parashas Emor, you can't bring a Mechusas Man to the base of Migdash, that implies, but in Chulin, when it comes out to the base of Migdash, you're allowed to bring Chulin, you are allowed to eat, even though there's an Isser in doing so, but you are allowed to eat the result of a Mechusas Man Lehedyo. So then the Gemara says, so now every case right now we're saying Toeva is not going to create an Isser. The Gemara says, what about Shiluach HaKan? Shiluach HaKan litaser, a person shouldn't be able to eat a Shiluach HaKan. What's the case of Shiluach HaKan? So Rashi says here, Shiluach HaKan litaser, it's around halfway down the narrow line, Zok Rashi, could go Natel Se'im Me'al HaBanim, right? We're supposed to send away the mother bird before taking the banim, the eggs or the chicks. But this person took the mother while the banim are there. We say you have to send it away. You're not allowed to do that. If you don't want to get lashes, send away the mother bird now. So since he violated the Isser, though, in taking the mother bird, then that mother should be Usser forever because it's Lo Sochel Kol To'eva. The Isser To'eva was done. Gemara says it can't be because Lo Amre Torah Shaleach L'Takalo. Because the halacha is if a guy took the mother when the banim were there, he violated an Isser. Now, the din is you have to send away the mother bird. Now, to say to send away the mother bird, now if there's an Isser Toev on this, now some other guy's going to catch this bird and eat it, that guy's going to violate an Isser. The Torah would never say send off a Dover Isser where someone else might stumble upon it and not know that there was an Isser, and therefore it must be that there is no Chalos Isser on the mother, even though he violated an Isser, there's no Chalos Isser on that Cheftza of the bird.
Why can't you say it just also for him?
He won't know also. There's no way for him to know that this was the same bird that he assered. So the Gemara then says, Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, going back to Bas B'chav. So that established, right, we don't apply any other case. Every other case of Ol Yisurim, we can't find the good source to say that just because it was Asur B'Achila, rather just because you violated an Isur, does not translate to say that it's Asur B'Achila as well. So Gemara says, now going back to the Sugas of Bas B'chav. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Minayin L'Bas B'chav She'Asur. How do you know one can eat basar b'chalav? It only says in the pasuk lo sevashel gedi b'chalav imo. You can't cook it. But what's to say that it's also to eat it as well? So Talmud Lomer al tochlu b'menu na u'bashim uvush. Very appropriate. A shloshim yom kodem lechag. We're preparing already for Pesach. There's a dinner ready to start today. Learning the lachas of Pesach. So we have here the pasuk by karm Pesach lo sochlu b'menu na. You can't eat the karm Pesach if it's raw, undercooked. U'bashim uvushal. You can't eat it either cooked. It has to be roasted. Only tzli. But na u'bashel is also. So Shane Tamalomer Bavushal. The Pasuk says double lashon bashel mevushal. What's the need to say it twice? Just say uvashel and matamalomer bavushal. That's superfluous. There's another type of bishel which is similar to the bishel of Pesach. Bishel Pesach, it's also I can't eat a carbon Pesach, that's bishel, that's cooked. Now the definition of tzli versus bishel, just to be clear, tzli is roasted, there's no liquid mediums. It's on a fire and it cooks, it's roasted something. Cooking is with water. You put the meat in water, you boil it in water, that's bishel. So we're saying from here, we already know bishel's aser by carbon Pesach, so why repeat it? There's another type of bishel that's also aser to carbon, like carbon Pesach. What is that? Ve'ezezeh. Basar b'chalav. Basar b'chalav is also, just like Karim Pesach, you can't eat if it's mevushal, so to basar b'chalav, if it's most mevushal, it's also, you can't eat it. Al sochlu, don't eat it, vashal mevushal. That's the source according to Reish Lakish. So comes along, Amalei Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan says, going on to Amar Beis, Ke'urazu, Shoshana Rebbe, was this so ugly? Did you not like the drasha that Rebbe taught us earlier? You don't like his drasha? What's Rebbe's drasha? That you have to create your own drasha, Reish Lakish? Rebbe's drasha was as follows. It says in the pasuk, lo tochilenu, don't eat it. Now the context of the pasuk is talking about psule mukdashim. Psule mukdashim is if you have an animal that was designated for the base of Mikdash, you were makdish this animal, and then it had a bal mum. So now you can't bring it anymore, but it still has kedusha. Mm-hmm. You have to redeem this animal, and you have to pold it. Now it's chulim. Now this animal is not really entirely chulim. It still retained a certain level of kavod you have to give it. You can't do giza vavoda to the animal. Even though I removed the kedusha, it's now a regular animal. Since it was once a hektish animal, I can't shear it. And I can't use it for avoda. So there's a chulim that's iser giza vavoda. So the pasuk says, "Lo tochlenu mimenu, lo tochlenu, don't eat it." Now this pasuk is unnecessary because it already says once before you can't eat it. So why repeat again, "Lo tochlenu"? So Gemara says it's extra to tell me, "Bebasar bechalav akasim medaber." This is a drasha, even though it has nothing to do with basar bechalav. Rabbi says this must be referring to basar bechalav as well. How come a pasuk by Psulim Mikdashim is referring to basar bechalav? So Gemara says because. You think that lo tochlenu, the extra pasuk is referring to the isur of eating bas b'chalav. Maybe it's referring to some other isur. Any, I don't know, pick an isur. I don't know, isur of kalayim. Why dafka bas b'chalav? So Gemara says, Amris, you said Seilmeid Mad Miyud Gil Midos She Torah Nijesh Behem. Learn from there. We know there are 13 ways to darshan in the Torah. And one of the 13 ways is Davar Halame Minyano B'Makas Medaber. So it always refers for the context. Look at the source. Look at the context of the source. So this source is talking about, the context is Psul Mikdashim. So now we can make the following drasha. Just like Makas Medaber B'Shnei Minim. It's talking about Shnei Minim. What are the Shnei Minim? Psul Mikdashim is Hektish. You redeemed it to Chulin. So it's Hektish to Chulin. Those are two different Minim. Tosus takes issue. Tosus writes in a couple places in Shas. He takes issue with Rashi and interpret this. He doesn't think two Minim. If you have a cow that's Kadosh and a cow that's Chulin, it's a cow. Who cares whether it's kadosh or not? He doesn't like that Pshat and Rashi. He thinks Shnei Minim is referring to, in the pasuk says, Tzvi v'ayil. The pasuk goes on to say, Tzvi is a deer and ayil is a ram. The pasuk says, two minim in that context. So either way, there's some two minim that are being referenced in this context of lo tochelanu. So the Gemara says, so just like the pasuk is talking about shnei minim, the afkan, so too lo tochelanu is referring to another iser of shnei minim, namely basar b'chal, which has basar, and chalav, which are shnei minim. And that's the source, according to Rebbe, that one may not eat basar b'chal. So Gemara says that Reish Lakish responds back, no, of course I love Rebbe's pshat. Rebbe's got a great pshat, a great drasha. But the problem is, it falls short. Imi ahahi, had I had the pasuk of lo sochlenu only, habamina, I would have thought, hani mile be'achila. Maybe the Isra Achila applies, it says lo sochlenu. Aval bahana, lo, but maybe to get hana would be permitted from basa b'chalava, kamashmal, and that's why I had to bring my drasha, he says. What was his drasha again? No, no, his drasha was, vashem mevushal, that's extra to tell me that there's an extra Isra that already we don't know, that even hana is asr by basa b'chalava. Gemara now says, Rebbe, behana minala. How does Rebbe know hana? His pasuk of lo sochlenu is only referring to the Isra Achila. Where do we know Isra hana? Zok the Gemara, mehacha. Nemar kan, it says here by bas b'chalav, ki am kadosh atal la'ashem. That's the context of bas b'chalav. And Nemar l'halan says later on, it says a different pasuk, that lo ye kadosh b'vnei Yisrael. This is referring to Mishkav Zachar. And mal halan b'hana, af kan b'hana. Just like Mishkav Zachar, that type of hana is asr. So to am kadosh by bas b'chav, hana is asr as well. So these are the three surim that Rebbe learns from. Again, lo sevasha b'gdi b'chevi mo is referring to Bishul. Lo sechlenu is isr achila. And am kadosh is referring to the isr hana. Comes along now, debay Rabbi Eliezer. The base magistrate Rabbi Eliezer produced the following drasha, Tana. It says in the pasuk lo sochlu kol nevela, you can't eat any nevela. Pasuk says, and the pasuk continues to say, you give it to the ger, or you sell it to the nachri, and then the pasuk at the end says lo sevasha gadi bechelav imo. So what's the drashi makes? Amr Torah kishitimkarena lo sevashlenu v'dimkarena. When you sell it to the goy, says it right. It says in the pasuk that machal nachri, don't cook it and then sell. Because if you cook bas b'chav, then you can't sell anymore. That would be a violation of a hana. If you want to sell it, sell the bas nevela as is. But to then first cook it and then sell, that would be a violation of getting hana of bas b'chav. So that's his drasha, how he knows that you can't get hana from the bishop. So then the Gemara says, the Bei Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael produced the following drasha, which is the drasha that we often quote. That's what Rashi quotes in Sal al-Torah. There's the Rambam's understanding, a very straightforward source. The Bei Rabbi Shmuel Tana Lo Sivashel Gediba Chelav Imo Shlosh Pavim. It says three times in the Torah, Echad Liser Achila, Veechad Liser Ana, Veechad Liser Bishul, to teach us these three different Isra. Okay, the rest of the daf is going to be a little tricky. It's going to be another source now, but it's going to be a lot of back and forth of Malat Tana Shavu Shebehem, Pircha here and there. Let's try to take it slow. Gemara tells us halfway down the page here. Tanya Isi Ben Yehuda Omer. Minayin, how do I know the bas b'chalav shasr? How do I know one may not eat bas b'chalav? Again, the pasuk only says lo sevashel gadi, only the iser bishul. How do you know eating zasr? Nemar kan, it says here in the pasuk ki am kadosh ti'ata, you're am kadosh. That's in the context of bas b'chalav, and it says v'nemar lahalin v'anshe kodesh shilni u'bas b'sade treifa lo sochelu. The anshe kodesh, it says by lo sochelu. So we're having a gzera shava malahalin aser, just like by treifa one can eat it afkan aser. So to by bas b'chalav, the word kadosh kadosh gzera shava, you can't eat bas b'chalav as well. So the Gemara then says, "V'ein li ela b'achila." I only know one can't eat pasu b'chalav. B'hanam minayin. How do I know it's also to derive benefit as well? Amrit, the Gemara says, "Kal v'chomer ma arla shlonev de ba'avera yet asur b'hana." Arla, right? What's arla? Arla is the first 3 years of a fruit tree. You can't get hana from the first 3 years. Now I ain't doing Israel. I'm allowed to plant trees. I mean, you're supposed to plant trees, but there's no Israel involved in me planting trees. But it's still also to eat it. That's the din. So even though arla shelo nevda ba'avera yet asur b'hana bas b'chalav shenevda ba'avera, there was an avera in creating bas b'chalav eino din she'asur b'hana. So certainly bas b'chalav should be asur b'hana as well. So the Gemara says the problem is mala arla shekein lo ha'isa lo shasa kosher. When it came to arla, there is no moment in time where the arla was ever permitted. When the moment you plant it, the first 3 years it grows, it's asur forever. The whole 3 years is asur. Bas b'chalav, the basr independently was mutter. The chalav independently was mutter. That was a shas kosher. That was a moment in time where it was mutter. So there might be certain leniencies to bas b'chalav because it doesn't come from a davar iser as opposed to arla, which was created in this world as a davar iser. So maybe only arla is asabana, not bas b'chalav. So Gemara says, Chametz bePesach Yochiach, Shehayis Elo Shasa Kosher, another connection to Pesach, right? Chametz should prove it to us, because Chametz was Shas Kosher, it was permitted. When I made bread today, it's going to be Mutter, but Asar Bana, I can't eat it come Pesach time, so too, don't be so surprised, Basar B'chalav, although it was Shas Kosher. There was a moment in time where it was kosher, don't be surprised that it could become Asar Bana as well, just like Pesach. Gemara says, you can't use Pesach as a model. That's very serious. It involves an Issacharis. So that's why we'd say the result is Asr Bana. But Kiliak, so if I, Kari, fine. So Gemara now says, the Gemara is going to ask, I'm going to get a little confusing now, before we go to Kiliak Karim, the Gemara later on is going to ask in a few moments, why don't we say before suggesting another source? Orla, we went to Orla and Chametz, now we're about to go to Kiliak Karim. Before Kiliak Karim, why don't we take Orla and Chametz as a unit and say, just like Orla and Chametz are both Asr Bahana, let's also say that the Bas Bechav is Asr Bahana. But instead of taking that route, the Gemara says, let's try another route, let's go to Kiliak Karim as a third source. Gemara says, Kiliak Karim Yochichu, Shein Anish Karis, V'Asr Bahana. I'll tell you how. Because you're right, Chametz doesn't serve as a good model because that's Anish Karis. It's much more severe. But Kiliak Karim, there's no Anish Karis involved in Kiliak Karim, yet it's Asr Bahana, even though it had a Shas HaKosher, right? I took my grapes, I took my wheat, and they're both mutter. If I mix it together, it's Asr to eat, it's Asr Bahana. Pen Tikta Shafatik says, so to Basr B'chav, even though the Basr is mutter, the Chav is mutter, if I mix it together, it should also produce an Isser Hana. That's how the Bryce ends. So the Gemara says, now the Gemara is going to analyze and break down this Bryce. Lama li gzeir shava. Why do we need a gzeir shava in the first place, right? The Gemara had two stages. How do you know Basar B'chalav is Asr B'achila? The Gemara first said, it says, Kodesh Kodesh by Trefa. Trefa says, Lo Sochlu, so to Basar B'chalav Lo Sechlu. And then it says, how do you know Asr B'ana? It went through the whole logic. Gemara says, why throw the gzeir shava by Kodesh Kodesh? And just learn everything through a Kavachomer and say, Kula B'Kavachomer Me'orla. And we should say, Ma'orla shall nevda baveira. There's no iser done in creating arla. Just planted an apple tree, and that's completely permitted. Yet the apples are also for 3 years of arla. And so asura, bain ba'achila, bain ba'na. So then I could say, bas b'chalav is also shenevda ba'aveira. There was an aveira that was violated. Ein odin, is it certainly true? Shesh asur bain ba'achila, bain ba'na. And you could remove the iser of achila from kodesh kodesh. You don't need the gzer shav anymore. It's all learned from a kal v'chomer. Gemara says, because had you used the Kal V'chomer to teach me the Isra Achila as well, Mishum De'ikla Meimar, you could say Chorish B'shur B'chomer. If you're plowing your land with two different types of animals, an Isra of Klaim, or you're Chosin Pi Par V'dashba, or you're plowing the field with an animal, a cow, and you're muzzling it, with both to Isra, Yochicho, you could prove Shenevda Behem Aveira, that they went through an Aveira, yet Sharu. I mean, you have situations, other Isurim, where it doesn't produce an Isra Achila, so you couldn't use a Kal V'chomer from Arla, because you would have asked questions from all over the Torah. That's why you had to have had this Kodesh Kodesh Gezer Shava to teach me that there's an Isra Achila for Bas B'chalav. The only conversation we could have is regarding the Isra Hana, that's where you could start learning the Kal V'chomer. So now the Gemara analyzes the next stage of the Braisa. The Gemara had first said, learn from Arla, learn from Pesach, and we couldn't learn from either one. So it said, let's learn from a third source from Kiliak Kerem. Why take a third route here? Lema, why don't you go back and say, Arla Tochiach, V'lahadar Dina L'Leisibi Ma'atzad, and use from Chametz and Arla as a combination and say, just like Arla and Chametz, the Isser is Isser Hana, so too say Bas B'chav's Asr Bana as well. And the Gemara says, Amar, Ravashi said, Mishum de Ikla Meimar, Nevela Tochiach, Shasr Bachila, Umuteres Bahana. Because it's not true. Not every Isra Achila we have will necessarily produce an Isra Hana. Nevela is a great example. Nevela is Asr Bachila, yet it's Mutter Bahana, so you can't use a Maratzad. So Gemara says, wait a second here. Amr Ramalei Rav Mordechai. Mordechai says, Ravashi, Hachi Aminan, Mishum de Reish Lakish. Ko Maatzad, Megufa Parchinan, Me'amalo Parchinan. You can, when you ever have a ma'atzad, ma'atzad means you're putting two things together as a common denominator. When you want to ask a question of the ma'atzad, you can't ask from a different source. You have to ask an internal question from the ma'atzad itself. So if we're using chametz and arla as the combination of a source, that but just like those two are asr bana, so the bas b'chav is asr bana, you can't start asking questions from nevela or anyone else. You can't ask questions like that. Ma'atzad are only broken from internally. Is there any question with the combination of Pesach and Arla? So that's what he points out. So that can't be a question of Nevela. So the Gemara said, okay, fine. I'll grant you that. I won't ask a question from Alma. So ihachi, if that's the case, tisi b'maratzad. So then, if that's the case, if there's no question on Pesach, rather chametz and arla, use those two as a maratzad. That just like those two are asur b'ana, so two basa b'cham should be asur b'ana. And the Gemara says because mishum nikel mifrach, because you can ask a question from those two sources internally, which is what maratzad ashav shebehen shekein gedule karka, chametz and. Chametz and arla are both something that grow from the ground, as opposed to basar b'chalav. Neither one grows from the ground. Basar comes from a cow, or milk comes from a cow. They're not questions. So the Gemara says ihach. That's the case. Hashanami ikla mifrach malakilia kerem shekein gedulei karka. So once you say that you can't learn from chametz and arla that they do the karka, so too when the Gemara Brisa ends, what's the final source? The basar b'chalav is asur b'ana. That's from kiliat kerem. That's the final source. Just like kiliat kerem is asur b'ana, so too basar b'chalav is asur b'ana. So ask the same question. Kiliat kerem is gedulei karka. Basar b'chalav is not gedulei karka. So why don't we say you can't learn from kiliat kerem because they're two different things? One's gedulei karka, one's not gedulei karka. And Gemara says a very important yesod in asking questions on kal v'chomer. Gemara says, I'll say it's outside first. Gedulei karka has nothing to do with chumras or kulas. Right? Who cares that's gedulei karka? All the questions we always ask is if there's a chumra or a kula. A chumra of kares, a kula of a shas, a kosher. Gedulei karka doesn't weigh in the question of chumra or kulas. It's just a difference, but doesn't make any halacha nafkamina. So Gemara is about to tell us, when you learn one from one, so we only ask questions of chumras and kulas. We can't just ask, oh, there's a difference. There's always a difference. You know, basar b'chalav is different than arla. We only ask questions of a koldu, questions of when it's a ma'atzad. We want to learn a ma'atzad, two things together as a unit to teach me another din. Then we can ask questions, well, that unit has to be entirely similar to that which we're asking. Even though dule karka has nothing to do with a chumra or kula, it just has to be entirely similar. If we're doing one-to-one, then a koldu, a question of finding a difference, can never be a shaila. So the Gemara says that very clearly. Gemara says, four lines up, Amar Le'er of Mordechai, Rav Ashi, Hachi Amrina. Hachi Amrina, very good. Mishmei the Reish Lakish. Kol Ma'atzad, anytime there's a Ma'atzad where we're using two Isurim as a combination to teach another din, then you keep it parchina koldu. You could ask any question. Oh, well, I found the difference. Even though the difference doesn't make a difference, really. In the Noah Nafkamina, it's still, we could point out a difference of Gdule Karka. That's fine to ask a question of Gdule Karka. But if it's a low imamris, which means we're using just from one din, we're saying, oh, let's learn from Kilat Kerem only as the source for Basar b'chalav, so then a Kavachomer Parchinam, Kodhu Lo Parchinam. We only ask questions on Kavachomers, of Kulas and Chumras, of Arnish Kares versus a Kosher. Chumras and kulas, but a koldu, to find the difference, there's always a difference between one and one things. That can't be the case. Only when using a combination of two things, we can say, oh, well, those two things have another difference between the one thing we're trying to learn from, and therefore you cannot ask a question of gedulei karka from kilei hakerem. So we're going to stop here now because the Gemara does go deep into the next daf, and we don't have time for that now. So we'll stop here.